Chapter 13. David consulted with the captains of thousands and of hundreds, even with every leader. David said to all the assembly of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and if it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad everywhere to our brothers who are left in all the land of Israel, with whom the priests and the Levites are in their cities that have suburbs, that they may gather themselves to us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we didn't seek it in the days of Saul." All the assembly said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David assembled all Israel together, from the Shihor, the brook of Egypt, even to the entrance of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. David went up, and all Israel, to Baalah, that is, to Kiriath Jearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of the Lord God that sits above the cherubim that is called by the name. They carried the ark of God on a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. David and all Israel played before God with all their might, even with songs, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with tambourines, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. When they came to the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he struck him, because he had put forth his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. David was displeased because the Lord had broken forth on Uzzah, and he called that place Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of God that day, saying, "How shall I bring the ark of God home to me?" So David didn't move the ark to him into the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months, and the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had.